If 80s pop music had a template, this would be it right here. It's News Radio 830 KHVH. Good to have you here. I'm John. That's Scotty over there. Rick Amata, of course, still at home, but enjoying his time. And by the way, you can thank Rick for setting up that interview we had at the top of the hour with Ed Case. That is the powerful connections the man has. Not mine, as is. So good to hear from the congressman this morning. Rick set that up for us. And he'll be back. Rick will be back very soon. I'm sure Congressman Case will show up as well here on News Radio 830 KHVH. So turning our attention towards the real estate market, as you know, rates are still staying low and the market is still available. And on the phone, you hear him every Saturday on News Radio 830 KHVH from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. He and Adrian Lally are the nucleus of the Team Lally radio show. And Attilio Leonardi from Team Lally Real Estate Group of Keller Williams Honolulu. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you doing this morning?
All good. It's a beautiful day. Might see a couple of rain showers later on. And, well, I mean, I'm going to start off with a little down news because we do have, you know, sure. we pay attention to business news, and it came through our business news this morning that housing across the nation, housing sales down by about 15 to 16%. And, you know, I mean, no industry is exempt from the current conditions right now. But...
Yeah,
the industry is, you guys are still out there and you're still trying to help people sell homes, help people buy homes. You guys are up and active.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, what I want to share with the listeners today, you know, about what's going on with the real estate. Here's a couple of things, too. Whenever you see national news regarding anything, the analogy that I use, it's like getting the weather report for the entire United States. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody knows living here in Oahu, it literally, my dad lives in Kaneohe. It could be raining in Kaneohe and completely sunny in Kapolei. So saying that it's rainy on Oahu would not be accurate for those of us who live in Kapolei. Would you agree?
I'd agree.
Yeah. So same thing with these kind of national reports where, you know, I get it. You know, people are listening right now. They're we call it a drunk monkey, that counter part of the brain that's hearing something and then trying to naysay it. And I'm reading the listeners' minds right now. Attilio, you're a realtor. This is how you make your living. You want it to be optimistic because you want people to continue to buy and sell homes. No. Here's what I define. Someone that's completely optimistic and not paying attention to the realities around them. You know what I call that, John?
What's that?
Delusional. So I am not, and we are not a delusional real estate team or company. And so here's the reality of what's going on with our real estate market. So four areas I want to talk to you about real quick and share with you some actual statistics, factual information regarding sales of single-family homes here on Oahu. Sold. Let's go back in time. 2017, in that year, we sold 4,000 homes. 2018, 3,800. 2019, 3,800. Year-to-date, we're at about 1,000. So granted, year-to-date, 3-4 weeks ago, was a different world. Let's see how this rolls into the next quarter and the third quarter and the fourth quarter. We are going to see some differences, but inventory is still pretty up there. And it's still kind of a seller's market in some areas. You know, the information I'm sharing with you, it's not anecdotal. I didn't Google it. I'm not, you know, they always say figures don't lie, but liars figure. I'm just sharing with you the figures for your own interpretation. But that's what's going on with solds. We are seeing people and having conversations with people saying, you know what, I'm going to hold off. We're telling them we respect that decision. And then there are people coming to us just the other day. We took a listing for a family in Kaneohe that's selling their home. We're going to be coming on the market at 1.2. They need to sell. We are going to help them sell. We're getting stuff in and out of escrow every other day because of the volume that we do. So I'm telling you, people are still buying and selling their homes. So, again, I'm not being overly optimistic. I'm still being realistic with sharing with you what's going on in the marketplace, but what are your thoughts? When you hear solds still kind of on track, humming along, how does that make you feel in comparison to what you just heard on the national level?
Well, that's a good thing for the state of Hawaii, and it's a business transaction that continues, and not only that, that there are still people willing to, we have been one of the hardest hit. We just had Congressman Case on at the top of this hour, and, and he was relating that not only is his state, obviously Hawaii, one of the most hardest hit, Las Vegas and Nevada is hardest hit area as well because we're so tourist dependent. But even with that, there are still people that, at this particular point are looking at, it's not even taking a risk. They're looking at moving and going into something different, something unfamiliar, even in what you could be very fairly accurately described as unstable times. And housing market right now remains fairly stable. That's a good thing.
Yeah, and it's a big, huge economic driver and a big part of the economy. Let's not forget, right, when we fail to remember the past history, we're doomed to repeat it. I think that quote came out of like the wars, the world wars, and that we must remember the past. But when we remember the past, we need to fast forward to the future and make sure that we have accurate comparative analysis. So that's why I want to share these stats with you, because people are thinking, oh, this is going to be another global economic crisis with the real estate. No, things are completely different as they were then, as they are today. So, and I'm going to cover that before I get off. But I told you four things. Median sale price. You're going to always hear median sale price in the media, on the news, in the newspaper. And the median sale price, so people know what that means, is that half of the homes on Oahu sold above this number and half of the homes on Oahu sold below this number. So it's just a number. It's just an indicator. 2008, $623,000 was the median sale price for a single-family home. 2011, $575,000, received that correction. 2018, recovery, $789,000. 2019, $788,000. Year-to-date, $776,000. Again, these numbers are pre-corona. We're going to see the effect coming into the post-corona situation, but I don't think we're going to see drastic drops. I'm not seeing it in the 5760 listings we have now. So again, I'm looking at the overall all homes for sale in Oahu, plus firsthand knowledge of being in the trenches. So median sale price, average sale price. This is the price that I recommend people take a look at it, because you're taking the total number of single family homes sold and dividing that into the total gross sales. So it's giving you a true cumulative average. 2008, 791. 11 in 2011, 711. 2018, 993. Getting a little crazy. 2019, selling down to 959. Year to date, 944. John, when you hear those numbers, what is that telling you?
We were stable. We're stable as of now, and we'll see what the post coronavirus pandemic data shows us.
Yes.
But the idea is that I mean, those that are in mortgages that they can't afford, they know that their rent's not going to go up. They don't have to deal with a landlord. They don't have to deal with a whole lot of problems that renters do. So, and if there's an opportunity to buy right now, if you are lucky enough to be in that position, you might have stumbled into a pretty good area right now. We're talking with Attilio Leonardi of Team Lally Real Estate Group, Keller Williams, Honolulu at 848. How can people get in touch with you to kind of review the market and see where they might stand or what they might want to look at in some of these hot, well, you said we're still, moving along areas, in the real estate market here in Oahu?
Yeah, just go to our website, teamlally.com. You can give me a direct call at 799-9596. And I'm telling you, answering the question, how's the market? If you're selling, we have resources, technology, virtual opens, virtual showings. We have smart marketing ways to still get your home sold for maximum dollar. If you're a buyer, two things you got to keep in mind to be realistic. Not overly optimistic and delusional, but realistic. Interest rates are still low. And number two, there's less competition because some people are choosing to hold off right now. And it's always been a competitive buyer's market. Sellers have always had the upper hand because there have always been more buyers in the marketplace for homes. Now you have less competition. I don't know about you, but if I'm going to buy something, if I'm at an auction, for example, I don't want 100 people there. I want one or two.
So they're just bidding against each other?
Well, no, it's not even an auction. Well, it's an auction where nobody else knows if there is any other bids or if anybody is bidding. and you're not, you know, you ever been to an auction, and I tell you right now, the prices go higher than normal. You can look at the same thing on Amazon or in a retail location, this product A, and you put it in an auction where the auctioneer is playing you off of each other, and it's pure ego, and it sells for a lot more than it would in those other normal stable environments. So right, that's the seller's market where the seller can pick and choose and have you all competing against each other. Now, where things are settled down, the buyer has an opportunity to take advantage of low interest rates, and not be competing with so many buyers for the same property, and having sellers be realistic with their counters to your offers. You know, last thing, realism. I have a mortgage from PennyMac. I'm being conservative with my cash flow. A lot of these companies back in the day, you know, in 2010, we had 862 foreclosures and short sales. Fast forward to last year, 191. We are way off of the calamity that existed back then. Year to date, we're at 69. Now, I get it. There are people, 20% of the population in the service industry, hotel, tourism industry, not working right now. If you're not working, not getting a paycheck, you're not making your mortgage payment. I understand that. Here's something that's radically different from before. The ability to get what's called a forbearance, where you a temporary relief of reducing or suspending your mortgage payments for a brief period of time. Back in the day, we were processing piles of paperwork to make that happen for people. You can literally, I did this on my PennyMac loan on my home in Kaupea, in Kapolei. I clicked a button, boom, done. I got a letter telling me that I don't have to make payments for the next 3 months. My automatic payment is canceled. They've gone through. So, one, look at forbearance. Understand what it is. Number two, understand what the repayment plans are. They've spelled it out. I can do a modification. I can continue to defer payments. I can extend. And then the third thing, make sure you understand how that's going to affect your credit, because you're going to have to come out of this on the backside. Here, I'm reading it verbatim, credit reporting. By entering into this forbearance plan, we will report your account to the credit bureau as current under the forbearance plan, so you're not getting your credit dinged by doing a forbearance. I've never seen that. I've been doing this for 15 years. I went through the most horrible real estate market ever back in 07, 08, 09. I've never seen the lenders do this. Adrian Lally, my business partner, Wells Fargo, a lot of the banks are following suit, but understand what you're doing if you're in that situation. Do not bury your head in the sand and hope everything's going to go well. That never works well as a plan. Be proactive. Communicate. We understand that you're not going to be able to make your mortgage payment to some of our listeners here.
Team Lally Real Estate Group, Keller Williams, Honolulu, Attilio, thank you much for checking in this morning. 799-9596, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks much.
Thank you, John.
See you later.